titled LP, legendary album on the Vertigo label. Another band that only had one release in the 1970s, despite making additional recordings between 1971 and 1975, all went unreleased at the time. Some of it came out in 1990, sanctioned by the band, and I think that prompted a reunion of sorts because they released five additional albums between the years 1996 and 2013. Again, remarkable perseverance. Before Clear Blue Sky, we heard from Coliseum with The Kettle, the lead-off track off of 1969's Valentine's Sweet LP, and starting off that second set of music was a track from Freedom, that was Nobody, taken off their self-titled LP from 1970. Freedom was formed by former Procol Harum member Bobby Harrison. They had four albums released between 1968 and 1971, and that's just about it for Hard Stuff this week. Thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Always appreciated. Always great to have you here. I'll have one more for you before we call it a night here on the program, but before we get to that, I want to give you your weekly reminder to keep your streams locked into Rock and Soul Radio for the rest of the Super Tuesday lineup, and that's going to continue on at 7 p.m. with the Kick Out the Jams program hosted by Joey D. Following up Joey at 8 p.m. It's Strong Style, Chris Crash, carrying you from 8 to 9 tonight, and then closing out the evening here on Rock and Soul Radio from 9 to 11, it's the What's Happening program hosted by Matt Clark and Mike Sin. For tonight's final song, we're going to kind of keep it in the family of bands that I mentioned earlier. I'm going to play a track from The Gun, although this is a track from when that was recorded after any of the said musicians earlier had left their ranks. This is a track from their second album from 1969, The Gunsight LP. This is Long-Haired Wild Man. This has been Hard Stuff. I've been Frank and Queens. Thanks again for listening. We'll see you back here next week, next Super Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time for another edition of the Hard Stuff program. Until then, hope you have a great rest of the week. Hope you have a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you soon.
Of your long hair and begins to take pursuit. Then you look back behind you to see what you can see. Just a flicker from his torchlight between the close grown trees. Then you'll run, run, run like a long hair wild man. See his light again. So you're up on the hills as fast as you can, and again the chase begins. Then you look back behind you to see what you can see. Just a flicker from his torchlight between the cross-strung trees. Then you'll run, run, run like a long-haired wild man. You're gonna run, run, run
Noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. And right now, it's time to kick out the jams,
brother.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Kick out the jams with Joey D.
Gentlemen, the Saturday Night Show is proud to present the Kinks.
Soho, well, he reached champagne and it tastes just like Coca-Cola. C-O-L-A Cola. She walked up to me and she asked me to dance. I asked her her name and in a top brown voice she said Lola. L-O-L-A Lola. La 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 la. My spine, oh my Lola, la 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 la. Well, I'm not dumb, but I can't understand why she walked like a woman but talked like a man, oh my Lola, la 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 la.
ladies and gentlemen, Rancid.
He was on there, he was waiting for mayor. While the punk rockers and the moon thumpers, the route on the corner spread his parents to chance. Why I started speaking, you know I started speaking. I don't really remember too much about there. Something, something funny when we ran out of money. Where do you go now when you're only 15? With the music execution and the talking revolution. Speaking there. Oh, and it got out of here on the boat. The roots, the radical. Give up the boat. You know I'm a radical. Give up the boat. The roots, the reggae of my stereo. Radio was playing like the doctor was saying. On a 43 plus, there's way time but we're here. Not in it coming, the rain kicks running. The off-road burns, we're loving home stopping. Try the bottom, pick up the bottom. The trouble, never please any people on.
This song goes out to all the bands on Epitaph Records.
He was on there, he was waiting for me. While the punk rockers and the moon suffers, round the corners, staring for two. I said the radio was playing, then the sector was singing. 43, 175, I'm thinking.
Ladies and gentlemen, ho!
Cheers. loves to see them break. I think it's so real, I am beyond faith.
Come on. spent 2 hours alone with Mick Jagger that week. We were writing song lyrics. It was for a fake song in a comedy sketch. And he was sitting there, and we came to one point, and he goes, "All right, let's all go to the picnic. Let's all have a drink. Let's see what rhymes with drink." And I said, "Think?" And Mick Jagger said, "No!" And then I said, "Sink?" And Mick Jagger said, "Yeah." And I was like, "Motherfucker, is this how you write songs? Just one word at a time with verbal abuse?" It's like, "All right, I can't get no happiness now. Satisfaction? Yeah. All right, next sentence."
Ladies and gentlemen, Mick Jagger and Foo Fighters.
Without your eyes and it's been tears. You better stop. coming down now, and I think we have a new candidate, and we have a new favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Kick Out the Jams. I am your host, Joey D. Thanks so much for tuning in. Well, as the title of tonight's show says, I am continuing the celebration of Saturday Night Live's 50th anniversary by spotlighting some of the best rock and roll performances that have happened on the show. But before I discuss what we heard in that first set, there's been a lot of buildup to this 50th anniversary of SNL. There have been multiple documentaries recently released over the last few weeks, including one directed by Questlove called Ladies and Gentlemen, 50 Years of SNL Music. That is really fantastic. I highly recommend checking that out. It's available on Peacock, and it is very thorough. I was just reading that Questlove is an SNL obsessive like myself, so he really dove into that project. I was just reading that he had to watch all 900 episodes and just make sure he wasn't missing anything. But he does an amazing job. His editors really nailed it in the opening sequence, kind of mixing in the first maybe 5 to 10 minutes is just a mashup of 50 years of music. It's just really awesome. But then this past Friday, there was the SNL Homecoming concert at Radio City Music Hall, and I was lucky enough to work part of the red carpet, and I got to see some people like Andrew Dice Clay, St. Vincent, Eddie Vedder, whole host of SNL alumni. It's pretty awesome. The B-52s played along with Eddie Vedder, performed The Waiting with Tom Petty. Devo performed with Fred Armisen on drums. The remaining Nirvana members played with Post Malone on vocals doing Smells Like Teen Spirit. And Jack White closed out the show with Rockin' in the Free World into Seven Nation Army. Also, Cher performed right before Jack White, and she really killed it as well. I actually went to two of Jack's New York City shows last week. If anyone else saw him last week, let me know in the chat. I went to Monday night's Irving Plaza show and then the Tuesday night King's Theater. Both shows were awesome. Jack always brings it. It was cool that they let him close out that homecoming show. Then Sunday night was the big three-hour SNL 50 special, which I also got to work the red carpet for, and that was bonkers. That was Oscars-level red carpet situation. So many big stars there. It was really, really crazy to see so many SNL legends and just other celebrities, A-listers, together in one place. I became an SNL geek back in 1990 when they did the 15th anniversary show, which was their first anniversary show. Taped that on VHS, watched that over and over again, and that really taught me a lot of what would happen in the first 15 years, a lot of the key sketches to and characters to know. And then just since then, just have followed the show every year. Obviously, there's been many low points, many lulls in the cast and in the quality of the show, but the show always finds its way over the years. So many people have dismissed it, but over the years, there's always some high points, even recently, even this year and last year, there's been some good stuff. So I just wanted to continue the SNL vibes from this weekend by spotlighting some rock and roll moments over the last 50 years of SNL. So I started things off with the Kinks. They performed season 3, 1977, and they did a medley of You Really Got Me, Into All Day and All the Night, Into A Well-Respected Man, Into Lola. After the Kinks, we heard Talking Heads. David Byrne actually was at the homecoming concert on Friday. He performed with Robin and also St. Vincent. They did Heroes, which is pretty cool. Talking Heads performed February 10th, 1979. Cicely Tyson was the host. They did Take Me to the River, and then they did the song you heard there, Artists Only. After Talking Heads, we heard Rancid, moving up to 1995, doing Roots Radical. We then heard from Hole, doing Doll Parts from 1994. That was December 17th, season 20, with George Foreman as the host. We then heard from the Candy Slice Group, which was Gilda Radner's Patti Smith alter ego, doing the song Gimme Mick from 1979, an homage to Mick Jagger. And then we heard from Mr. Mick Jagger, who's been on the show many times over the years. He performed in the 70s with Peter Tosh. Rolling Stones played in 1978. He's hosted a few times solo. And you heard from his excellent 2012 appearance where one song he did with Arcade Fire, he covered the last time, which sounded awesome. And what you heard was him with the Foo Fighters doing 19th Nervous Breakdown into It's Only Rock and Roll. I really want to play both. Really, both versions are awesome. The Arcade Fire one and the Foo Fighter one there. Kicking off set number two, we're going to hear from the first SNL performance of Nirvana.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together. Try to love one another.
The Black Crowes.
Oh, day long. Drugs and some relations to everybody living around you.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Strokes!
Last night, Aerosmith.
Thank you.
favorite vegetable, which is asparagus. Let's go back to the station.
You're listening to Kick Out the Jams with Joey D. I'm going to read you back what you heard in that second set of SNL performances. Starting at the top of the set, we heard Nirvana doing Territorial Pissing from 1992, from their first ever SNL appearance, where they played Smells Like Teen Spirit first and then Territorial Pissing. The surviving members of Nirvana, of course, Dave Grohl, Chris Novoselic, and Pat Smear, they recently performed Territorial Pissing at the Fire Aid, LA Fire Aid benefit concert a few weeks ago with Joan Jett on vocals and guitar there. And as I mentioned earlier, those same surviving members did play this past Friday night at Radio City Music Hall for the SNL Homecoming event. And they had Post Malone on vocals and guitar doing a version of Smells Like Teen Spirit. And I know, definitely an odd mashup. I know at first, I know on paper that would be an odd choice, but Post Malone did a really good job, I think. I don't know if you guys heard it, what you guys think, you can tell me in the chat, but I thought Post Malone did a great job with that. And you know, those Nirvana guys have been active with those two performances. I don't know if they have anything else planned. They, of course, the first time they did this was many years ago when they got into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So who knows? I mean, Foo Fighters seem to be a little bit on hiatus at the moment. So wonder if they have any more performances scheduled. But after Nirvana, we heard from the Black Crowes, also from 1992. Doing a killer version of the song Sometimes Salvation. That was from their second SNL appearance. They first played March 1991. And they also were at that LA Fire Aid benefit concert a few weeks ago doing Remedy. And then they brought out John Fogerty to do a song. And Chris Robinson, Rich Robinson, and Slash did Going to California, a really cool version of Led Zeppelin's Going to California. And Black Crowes were just nominated for the first time for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. The nominees just came out this week. If you didn't see, they include Bad Company, who has not gotten in yet, Soundgarden, Cyndi Lauper. I don't have it up in front of me right now, but those are the ones that I know. Mariah Carey too. I was kind of wasn't at the top of my list, but and also Joy Division, New Order, who I think might be the first time or second time that they've been nominated together. So we'll see if the Black Crowes get in. They've had a sort of a second resurgence here the last few years with the Robinson Brothers getting back together, mending their feud, and have been touring pretty consistently. I know they played a couple of really killer shows at the end of the year at the Capitol Theater in Portchester. I know a couple of people who saw them there and just said they were great. So they've been on a good roll lately. After the Black Crowes, we heard The Strokes doing Last Night from their first SNL appearance in 2002, January 19th, with Jack Black on hosting duties. That was only 4 months after the release of their debut record, Is This It? And The Strokes have played a total of 4 times on SNL. We finished up that second set of SNL performances with Aerosmith, who had been on SNL a few times over the years, I believe 4 times. What we heard there was Sweet Emotion from 1993 with Jeff Goldblum hosting. Well, I have one more SNL performance to play for you guys before passing the reins over to Chris Crash for a new edition of Strong Style coming up next, followed by What's Happening, hosted by Mike Sin and Matt Clark from 9 to 11 p.m. right here on Rock and Soul. Well, I had to finish this SNL-themed show with an homage to probably the most famous musical moment in SNL history, which happened in 1977 with Elvis Costello starting one song and after a few measures stopping it, saying he cannot continue, and then kicking into Radio Radio. The rumor was that he was banned for a decade or so by Lorne Michaels, who denies it, but many people who were there have said that he was not pleased that Elvis Costello did that. So years later, during the 25th anniversary show, the Beastie Boys and Elvis Costello got together to recreate that infamous moment. That's what I'm going to end you with. That's what I will leave you with. And I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show, looking back at 50 years of some cool SNL moments. Hope you guys have a great rest of your night, rest of the week. And until next Tuesday, adios.
I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but there's just really no reason to do this song here tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4!
rock and roll is the right of all sentient beings. This is Strong Style Chris Crash on WFMU.
Parșijii din București, care se prezintă în următoarea componență: muzică, instrumente cu clapă și aranjamente orchestrale, șeful formației Marian Lăpădat, percuție și instrumente cu coarde Costel Drăgoi, voce Prințesa Alina. Înregistrările au fost efectuate cu concursul firmei Lixstand.
Yeah.
Presidente.